Good afternoon, folks. My name's Craig, and this is the Over the Fence show here on Raglan Community Radio 98.1 FM. And going over to our friends on Free FM 89.0. Also, that's if you're listening live, or you can check it out on the podcast there, or on the in the archives for the old shows, or you may be streaming it live. Either way, I hope you're going to enjoy the show. And on today, we're going to have, pretty soon, maybe, hopefully, we're going to have someone from Cosmic Wairua coming up from the community house basement for a quick chat about what they're up to down there. And then around about 1 o'clock, we're going to have on Jeff Pownall from the Raglan Cultural, let me start again, Raglan Horticultural Society. So all that to come, and I'll squeeze in some weather and other, I'll do some public service announcements probably after this one, and it's going to be Paul Weller, Sunflower. folks. That was Paul Weller there with Sunflower, and it's public service announcements times here on the Over the Fence show, and up here at the Community House from 12 till 2, which is kind of now, of course, is the Koha Kai's going on. I did pop in up there briefly to see what they're cooking today, and there is a vegetarian frittata, a non-vegetarian frittata, and an apple rhubarb and orange crumble thing, and some and good-looking salads and things like that. So that's open to everyone. You can just go up there and have a feed and drop in some kai. And good on you, Mike and Denise, 20 men up there, is organising that one every Wednesday. And straight across the entrance way from the town hall here is the Whanganui Environment Centre have out, the Aroha seed stand. So that's seasonal seeds you can just go pick and put in the garden when you're ready. Also, there's a tool library next door as well, and there's plenty of stuff happening in Tymebank too, which is all run through WEC. So that's all those things happening. And also have this one here. It is People Get Ready for Our General Election, Maranga Aki. It's a Huia Hapori community event at the Raglan Town Hall, Sunday, September 10th, 11 till 1:30. So I think, is that this Sunday? Next Sunday. Next Sunday. And it's all about elections, you know, the parties, policies and processes. And there's going to be some kai put on by Ulo's, and that's going to be happening at midday. And that runs, again, from 11 till 1:30. And it's all about, yeah, finding out, you know, if you can register to vote if you're not already, and just find out, you know, little bits and bobs about, you know, the various parties and the various things you can do on election day, stuff like that. So, yeah, I think I'll leave the public service announcements there. Now I'm going to play for you an SJD song called Superman, You Cry, when it goes out the mic at the Community House.
Superman, you're crying. Superman, you need a rest. From all the constant flying, the bullets bouncing off your chest. The world goes on without you. We'll be alright without you for a while. You little shoes, little fingers. When you fall, you will break like a porcelain. You little shoes,
Folks, here we are. That's SJD with Superman, You're Crying. And it goes out to Mike up there at the community house. I hope you enjoyed that one, folks. And what I forgot to say in the public service announcements was that, yes, there's a Cosmic Wairua thing happening in the community house basement as well. I popped in there briefly and had a little chat with the people there, and they're doing Romi Romi and Miri Miri and stuff like that all down there. And there may be someone coming from down there in for a chat maybe. Shortly. Otherwise, like I said earlier, we're going to be talking to Jeff Palnell from the Raglan Horticultural Society at around about 1 o'clock. So I think I'll come back with some weather probably after this one by Weezer. My name is Jonas.
Thanks for all you've shown us. This is how we feel. Come sit next to me, pour yourself some tea. Just like Grandma made when couldn't buy tea. Things were better then, once but never again. We've all left the den and tight by him. Cheap, cheap train left right on time. A ticket cost only your money. Shot of batteries, but you're still making noise. Tell me what to do now. The tank is dry, now this wheel is flat, and you know what else? Guess what I received in the mail today? Words of deep concern for my little brother. Building's not going as he planned. The foreman has injured his hand.
Right, folks, here we are. That was My Name is Jonas there by the Weezer, of course. And I'm going to play for you Avajra by Secret Chiefs 3. Hope you're still listening out there. Lethe, this one's for you. Alright, folks, that was Secret Chiefs 3 with their song Veggie, and now we have a guest in the studio, Ja Sun. And check this out, folks. Thank you, Jasa.
Kia ora, Baba. How's it going?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, Brother Craig. Thank you for inviting me here to Raglan Community Radio. Kia ora, whānau.
Yes, indeed. And just trying to think, what would you call it? Is it made out of like a conch shell or like a clay thing?
This is made out of clay, brother. This is a tongapuro. It's called a kuowo. And I've been using it on a lot of sound journeys that I've been a part of just of lately, brother.
Okay. And you're from Cosmic Wairua.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. So I've been fortunate enough to be a part of a group of of beautiful healers that have been going around the motu, just helping out the whenua and the people, and just to help others to remember who they are. For we are nothing less than magnificent, brother.
I like that. Yeah, and you're right. Of course, you're right.
You are too.
Everybody is. Yeah, we all are. That's right.
And it's just about bringing remembrance to that, brother. Through sound, through miri, through holistic healing, and creating opportunities for us to be in these sort of spaces together. Yeah.
Awesome. And how many of you are there usually?
Well, at the moment, there's about 5 or 6 of us down there at the moment. There's quite a few of us that usually come together. It's a collective. It could be from other iwi and ropu as well. Cosmic wairua is everywhere, and it's everyone. So
right on. Yeah. And you go nationwide or just around the Waikato?
The taiao wide, eh? You know, like there's no limit to where this mahi can take us.
Awesome.
It's unlimited. Because I truly feel that the healing of the future is through sound. Sound has always been around through all cultures. And in the beginning there was sound, and sound was the word, and the word was
Io.
Yeah. So sound is definitely very important. It just helps us relax, it helps us heal, helps us remember, helps us with so many things. And that's just the surface of what sound is capable of doing for us.
Oh, you're quite right, yeah. It's just me personally, anyway, right? You listen to an old tune or something, that brings back a happy memory, or, you know, just the sound of the waves or the wind whistling through the trees and the bush or something like that. You know, it's all... it's something about sound and music that goes straight into your brain, sort of, and into your kind of heart as well, you know, and I guess your soul as well. It's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. It's so interesting. Well, you know, a beautiful man called Nikola Tesla said there's 3 things in this universe: frequency, vibration, and energy.
Yes.
And that all covers sound, basically, what sound is, in a nutshell.
Yeah,
it's unlimited, really, where we can take sound. It's the medicine of the future.
I think so, yeah. I came across a study anywhere where, like, cats purring is actually, like, is healing on a certain frequency in that as well, even, you know?
There's been studies of sound being able to cut big objects, stone, also levitate.
Yeah.
You're able to levitate objects through sound. You're able to put out fires through sound.
Right.
And there's so much you can do through sound. It's mind-boggling.
Wow. Why has it taken us human beings so long to sort of come around to this?
There's been a lot of things that have happened throughout life that they suppress this sort of stuff from us because... it's too powerful, really, because everyone can make a sound. Everyone can heal themselves.
It's just
a matter of remembering how to do that through different frequencies and vibrations.
Interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, well, yeah, if everyone could heal themselves through sound, right, there goes the whole medical model gone, you know.
That's exactly right. Hence the reason why they don't want us to remember and to learn this sort of stuff.
Awesome. Yeah,
and they haven't even got it in the, you know, in the system at the moment. Well, they're getting it there, but yeah.
Well, fingers crossed it comes on, for us all, you know.
It's here. It's totally here. It's been here for a long time. Every single culture throughout the planet has got connection to sound in some form.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's chanting, mantra, karakia, singing, it's just sound is a part of everybody's life.
That is, No, you're quite right. And you guys are down in the community house basement, so get down there, folks, and you're there till 3 o'clock, is it today? Or?
Yes, so we're down here at the moment doing sound healings and miri, romi, romi. It's just koha based whānau, so just come down and have a look. You're more than welcome. to come and check us out. We also will be at Otorohanga on Saturday and Sunday this weekend. So if anybody's keen, just come down and check us out. And yeah, awesome. You're always welcome.
Thank you very much for coming on, Sunny, and good luck with it all, and keep up good mahi.
Thank you, Brother Craig. I really appreciate this opportunity just to share the love.
Sweet ass, yeah, man. No
cheers.
Worries.
Thank you, Brother.
All right. And you're going to take us out with another little tune?
Yeah, a little.
Some sound.
Thank you, Brother. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Jason. Thank you, brother. Appreciate that, bro. Thank you, Craig. Good luck with it. Cheers, my man.
Now,
if we get a chance, I'll pop down and see you after the show.
Come down for a midi midi, brother. I got you.
Thanks very much,
cheers,
man.
Cheers, bro.
Good luck, bro.
Thanks.
All right, folks. It was Jason for the Cosmic Wairua happening in the community house basement till 3 o'clock, and also over in Otorohanga for the weekend. If you miss out on today's one, so that's not too far to go for that one either. So there we are, folks. There's that. And Jeff's arrived in the studio now. He's going to play a song, and then we'll come back with Jeff after this. This is Manic Street Preachers' Baby Alien.
Yeah.
All right, folks, that was the Manic Street Peaches there with, better put the headphones on, with their song, Baby Alien. And now we are joined in the studio by Jeff. G'day, Jeff.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine, thank you. Looking great weather.
Beautiful out here.
Beautiful.
Let's put it a bit closer here, Jeff.
Yeah.
Okay. And is this your first time on Reckling Community Radio, is it?
No, I've been on before when we did the first flower show some years ago.
Ooh, how many years ago would that be?
It was about 14.
14 years ago?
Yeah, we did the first one.
Okay.
And I came on the community radio because there hadn't been a flower show for about 25 years.
Oh, really?
So we thought we'd better try and get it out there. And so I came on the radio to talk about it.
All right. And it's been an annual thing since then?
No, it was annual for the first couple of years. And then we introduced the garden ramble as well, where members opened their gardens up, and we felt we couldn't do both in the same year.
Right.
So we do a garden ramble one year and a flower show, you know, the next year. So it's biennial now.
All right. I think, was that last year, the garden ramble? Because I think I was involved in a part of that.
We had a garden ramble last year.
Yeah,
November.
Yeah, yeah.
It was very successful.
Yeah, a lot of people were getting around town for that one, I remember.
The weather wasn't as good as previous years. Whoever went out early in the morning and rambled got the best weather, because later in the afternoon the weather closed in and it wasn't very pleasant. So.
Right, okay. Yeah. And so how long has the Raglan Horticulture Society been kind of going?
It started in 1902.
Crikey.
So last year was the big year. 120-odd years.
Yes.
It started in 1902. Not with a society, but with a flower and vegetable show.
Right.
And they did that for 2 years on the fields near to Stewart Street, which were fields then. There were, no houses.
Yeah.
And from that... because that was success, those two shows were successful, they began to meet regularly as a society.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wonder if that'd make it the oldest sort of society or club or whatever in Reckling.
It's the oldest one, that's been, I wouldn't say it's been continuous, because there have been gaps. There were gaps, a few gaps during the First World War.
Of course.
Even though people were still growing. And then there were one or two gaps in the late 30s and 40s. And then after the Second World War, it sort of boosted again.
Yeah.
So there have been a few gaps.
Okay.
Like I said about the flower show, they did a flower and vegetable show. But they were... we talk about the bad weather we've had this year with the cyclones, earlier in the year. Well, the third year of the flower show, so that would be 2005, they couldn't hold it because the weather here had been so bad.
Right.
In Paglan. There were floods, and then following that there was a dry spell. So there was just nobody was growing anything in their gardens.
Right.
There have been gaps. It hasn't been continuous.
Oh, so it goes when you're trying to grow stuff, right?
Yep.
And so, like, the flower show, that's just going to people's houses to look at their flower gardens?
No,
or?
That's the ramble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So people bring
that
flowers
started,
to...
The, yeah, yeah. The ramble started as an in-house thing, just for members to go and visit their friends' gardens. And then there was afternoon tea. And then from that first one, which was in 2014, other people said, we'll open our gardens, who are not members. So there are always one or two people who open their gardens who are not members, And so there's about 10 or 12 people who open their gardens.
Right.
And it takes most of the day for people to get round.
Yeah.
We have a sales table at one of the gardens.
Okay.
So people can buy and sell some of their plants.
All right.
It's very successful. I think the most we've had is just over 200 people
going
round on a Saturday.
Nice. Yeah, I do remember it being really busy, the last one anyway. I didn't manage to get around them all, I got about three or maybe four, and that was it.
You know, if you've got you know, a couple out in Chitimato, and then you've got one or two up Wainui Road or something, you know, it's quite a long way, isn't it, to travel around
to see some gardens.
It's very successful.
Yes. And so this year's flower show, 4th of November?
Yeah, November the 4th, okay. Saturday, November the 4th. We've had the flower show as a spring flower show in the past. So daffodils and bulbs. The last one we couldn't hold because of the pandemic.
We were ready
to go 1 week and we were locked down. And so it all had to be canned. But we have found that it's been more difficult to get the decision about when the daffodils are going to be at their best because of climate change and things like that. So this year we've pushed it backwards. So normally it's in either the end of August or the beginning of September. So we've pushed it back to November and ditched the poor daffodils.
Okay.
And we are asking people for about roses and sweet peas and, you know, flowers that are out then, Watsonians and pelargoniums and some vegetables, you know, rather than just key into the daffs. And we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, right on.
It'll be something different.
Yeah.
And we're going in the town hall this year.
So it's going to be here in the town hall?
We're going to be here at the town hall this year.
Because you usually meet in the...
We usually meet at Stewart Street.
Yes.
In the church hall there.
Yeah.
But this year we've decided to come to the town hall. And we, you know, the schools are invited, all the local schools, and they do things like sand saucers and gardens on dinner plates and things. It's very popular with the local schools as well.
Awesome. Yeah. Oh, that'd be good. Hopefully you get a big crowd in on the Remember the 4th of November.
That's right. Yes.
Okay. And so can anybody like bring flowers along there?
Yes, anybody can enter. It's not just for the members. Yeah. Anybody can enter. They can bring their... We open up on the Friday... late afternoon, early evening to set everything up. Right. So some people can bring their things then, you know, because it'll all be locked away.
Yeah.
And then early on the Saturday morning, between about 9 till about 10, people can bring their flowers and set them up on the display. And then there's judging. So we try to get some, you know, quite important people to come along and, you know.
Not locals?
One or two are locals, but they don't show... a flower,
right?
So the key thing is, you know, if you're going to judge, you're not judging your own flower.
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah.
And then there's some vegetables and things as well. Then we after the judging, because no one's allowed in while the judges are, you know, checking everything.
Right.
So then the public can come in at about 12 o'clock. And we have a couple of hours that anybody from town can come in and have a look at, you know, who's won. And because there'll be certificates. People get first, second and thirds. And small prizes. And Lisa usually comes, Lisa Thompson.
And presents
the prizes.
Fantastic. Sounds like a good afternoon for everybody.
Good afternoon.
And I went to the first actual meeting I've been to at the Horticulture Society was a few weeks ago in the Congregational Hall. Yeah. And it was a good turnout. I mean,
yeah, we nearly
what's,
had.
What's your membership, would you say?
Well, I think we've gone over, we're just short of 50 at the moment.
Yeah.
There have been years a long time ago when there were sort of 80 and 90 membership. But we've probably been in the upper 20s, 30s for a while. But we're back up now and, you know, going through, you know, very close to 50 members and nearly 50 people coming to meetings as well, which is, you know, really good.
Yeah.
And we've had some good speakers this year because we've keyed into this trying to think about being sustainable.
Right.
So all our speakers have been local, but are growing under local conditions, you know, and that's been really important.
Yeah.
So I think that's helped with the people who are interested in coming along and listening, because, you know, the one you came to, Gus talked about, you know, his how he made his compost.
Yes.
Which was really, really interesting.
Really interesting. Man, he puts a lot of time and effort into it, doesn't he?
A lot of time and effort to produce his compost. But the results are, you know, in what he grows and, you know, around his trees and things.
Yeah. And he also does biochar as well, which is interesting.
That was interesting, wasn't it?
He chucks that in his compost when the time's right and everything like that.
Yeah.
Who else have you had this year then?
Well, we've talked about sowing seeds. Belinda came and talked about her, you know, where she saves her seeds.
Yeah.
And Pauline, from one of our members as well, we had a sort of like a dual part because she is very keen on growing seeds, growing her plants from her own seeds. So that was part of the sustainability, you know.
Okay, of course. Yeah.
And we've had a session with our own, talking about what we're doing within the gardens, and we started off the year back in February with a lady from the flower farm out to the other towards Tomata.
Oh yes,
because she's growing flowers locally, selling flowers locally.
And then a
key for her was that if she doesn't sell the flowers, well, she chops them up and puts them back into the bed, you know, for the next lot of flowers, you know. So it's a wonderful process, you know.
Yeah.
One, she's, you know, we're not having to buy flowers from abroad because we did, it wasn't quite the date of Valentine's Day.
Right.
So it was perfect because, of course, people think about Valentine's Day and roses, you know, you bring a rose for your loved one.
Yes.
Some of the roses that arrive around the world are grown in Ecuador or Kenya. They are sent by those growers to the big flower markets in Amsterdam, Holland.
Yeah, it's halfway around the world from either of those places. Yeah, yep.
And then they're flown back, say, to New Zealand for us to buy.
Crikey. That's a lot of K's on that flower, isn't it? Gee whiz.
So that was a key thing for her, you know. We could be growing more flowers locally.
Yeah.
She said that it may not be possible to grow some other types of roses we buy. Not in this area of Raglan, but, you know, one of her key passions was, you know, I'm going to grow flowers are local.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's a huge amount of K's, but also, I mean, what would they have to sort of pump into those flowers to keep them
Right. One of the things she said, that they're wrapped in special plastic.
Right.
And they are, I think she said they've got like a spray inside the plastic to keep them fresh.
Right.
And so all that is...
Well, good enough. What'd that be? Yeah. Man, all right. So there you go. There's food for thought. Next time you want to buy some flowers, folks, get them local. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's interesting. Okay. And you have a meeting once every month or 2 months?
Once every month on the third Tuesday of every month.
Third Tuesday every month, every and month. That's
at 1 o'clock.
At 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
Third Tuesday. Okay. Yeah. And the next talk you got, Liz.
We've got Liz Stanway and Rick.
Yeah.
Coming. I'm going to talk about possibly some of the new things, you know, happening at Stream Waste, and what they're doing sustainably themselves, you know, on their plot, and how the rest of us, you know, can support what they're doing and support ourselves by doing things more locally.
And that's on the...
That's on the 19th.
19th, okay.
September.
19th of September, so that's a couple of weeks away, something like that. Yeah, all right. Awesome. Who you got for the rest of the year lined up? Come and
the October meeting is vacant just for the moment. We're still waiting for the possible people to come back to us and say they can do that. November is, we call it ourselves. So we talk about our own gardens amongst the membership. But it's also the potato in the bucket competition.
Oh, yes.
So during the last meeting, everybody took their potatoes away and they're starting to grow them. And they bring them back in November. and they are weighed to see how many potatoes you've produced from one potato in a bucket.
Right, okay. So everyone goes, same size buckets and all that, I guess.
Same size bucket.
Put one spud in there.
One,
and then
same size potato, same variety.
Yeah, yeah.
But what they soil they use and what compost they use is entirely up to the, you know, each person.
Right.
But then we do like to hear from, you know, did they do anything special? Are there any secrets that we all ought to be know about?
Yeah, and how are people telling their little secrets like that?
No, I think most people don't mind, passing on, you know, if they've used some seaweed or, you know, or something special out of the garden. I don't, you know, people don't seem to mind.
Right.
Because it's a bit of fun, you know, to do it. Yeah. And last year we had, I think the winner got just over a kilogram.
Crikey.
From one potato.
There you go.
It's not, you know... And we use an early variety like Rocket or Swift, things like that, because they're ready to eat in about 10 to 12 weeks.
Right.
So that fits from August to November.
Okay. So if you want your new potatoes for Christmas, you're looking at around about October, start of October?
Yeah. You need to think about them now.
Yeah, all right. Because I want to put in a potato patch, but I've got to dig it up out of the ground first, because it's all just like a paddock at the moment. So I might have to get onto that then, aren't I, Jeff?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, okay. And you were saying the other day that you get all your spuds from a place down Christchurch or something to grow?
Well, there's lots of places, you know, to buy the new potatoes, you know, in the big garden centres and one thing and another. There's plenty of variety. But most of them come up from the South Island.
Right.
Most of them, you know, are grown in the South Island for us.
Yeah, yeah. And you want to do it like that because you're saying something about if you grow your own ones, there's a chance of blight and things like that, are you?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. No, it was really interesting that meeting I went to. And like there was a bunch of flowers, and then there was a lady, I can't remember her name, was like picking out each flower and identifying it, and everyone was like, oh yeah, and
part of the, you know, the meetings on Tuesday, there's the competitions going on, which the are added up every month, you know, and so at the end of the year, you know, somebody wins who bought the best vegetables during the whole year. But then we have a display table.
Yeah.
And people bring things in, a strange plant, or some flowers that they've got in the garden, and sometimes, you know, we don't know what they are, but we now have, you know, one or two members have got this Google app that you can take a photograph of the flower, and you know,
brings
the
up.
Wonder of Google tells you what it is, or gives you perhaps three. You know, it could be this, or this.
Right.
You know, which is a great help.
Yeah.
And sometimes it works, you know. We've found that then we go into one of perhaps our in books we've got and check it out, see if it's the right one. I think we had one last time when you came, I think, didn't we?
Yeah.
We didn't know what it was.
Yeah, we did find it.
We thought what it was, and then we went to the encyclopedia that we've got and found it, you know, that was the particular plant. So that's it, you know, an interesting part of, you know, what's happening.
Oh man, the knowledge of you know, different species and varieties in that room was in, like, you know, like yourself and a few of the other people just know so many.
Oh yes, different, the people who have been members for 40, you know, 50 years. And you know, in growing in Raglan, enormous amount of knowledge they have about, you know, about the plants that do really well here. Which is a key thing, isn't it? If a plant's doing well here in Raglan, then that's what we should be growing.
Absolutely, yeah. And then it all ties back into the sustainability thing you're talking about, right?
Yeah,
you know, if we want to be able to feed ourselves and you know, and there's already through the Horticulture Society and I guess others than that now, it's like, there's already a good seed bank of fruit and veggies and flowers and things like already sort of here, right?
Yeah, that's right. And people are keeping seeds, which is a great way, because if seeds are doing well, you know, we should be passing those on, and that's what we should be growing. And if they're not doing well, they're not growing very well in, you know, our local climate, well, don't let's grow them anymore. You know, because that's part of the sustainability thing. If we, if things are not doing very well, well, let's put them to one side, you know, and try something that is, you know.
I mean, in all your years, how long would you have been growing? Would you have been growing stuff, or would you say, Jeff, yourself personally?
Me? Probably since I was a small child. My father was a gardener.
Right.
Back in the UK, and was a head gardener at a big house.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've always been growing, you know, following behind him on a row of something or other, and learning from then.
Fantastic, yeah. So in the blood.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. And have you noticed, especially over the last kind of few years, I guess, would you say like the climate is actually sort of changing, or would you say it's always had like, or always has kind of been changing? What am I trying to say?
I think there has been, there have been periods of time, like I said about the Horticultural Society when it started. There was a couple of years when, you know, I don't suppose people talked about it as climate change, but there was a very wet one particular season. One winter was very, very wet. And gardens and farmers and things just couldn't get onto the land around here. And then immediately afterwards, it was dry. Right. They didn't get any rain. And so there was like a whole, you know, like a 14, 15 month, you know, year when things didn't grow. And people were struggling in the area. And I suppose if you went back through history, that, you know, that's happened a lot. But it is a bit different now. You know, climate change is a bit different than just weather events. Because I suppose that's what the cyclone was, a major weather event, wasn't it, that we but there are other things happening. I've just, from my since I've been here 10 years, some of the, when it goes, it gets hot, and it's very hot, I've noticed that the plants don't enjoy some of those heat conditions. And we, you know, one or two people have talked about, well, some people in the Horticulture Society said, well, I put up some of the netting that for the wind, you know, to stop the wind. And that helped a little bit, you know, with a plant behind the back of the netting. The sun couldn't get completely through to that set of plants, you know, and they lasted a little bit longer. So, there are things we can do. But and the winter we've had has been pretty wet, hasn't it?
That it has, yes. But, you know, in saying that, the last couple of winters before this one weren't very wet at all.
No.
You know? But summer was, of course, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
Just gone, so.
So we've got to work to that, haven't we? You know, if you're growing things. Must be really hard for the big growers.
To work
things out.
How can we do it in our own sort of backyards to the best of our abilities, would you say, Jeff? Would you say?
I think we can grow a little bit more.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not sure that everybody can grow enough for a year in their little gardens, but we can do something. You know, it's amazing what you can grow in a big pot or in a box, you know, all those sorts of things. It's, you know, it's amazing what, you know, some silver beet and spinach, those sort of things which do really well here, and, you know, provide, you know, good food for the kitchen. So, you know, we can do those things. You know, fruit trees do well here, don't they? You know, citrus and, you know, we can grow, you know, plenty of those sorts of things.
Community gardens and orchards too, out Raglan West, eh?
The community garden.
Well, Wynera Street, isn't it?
Group of, you know, people trying to keep that. It's looking better than ever, I think. Now that we've got those beds, and there's a session down there this coming Sunday.
What's happening down there this Sunday, Jeff?
Get a group of people. There's another patch that needs some some work on it. So, yeah, you know, we're going to have a community working bee down there, you know, and people can come along from 2 o'clock.
From 2 o'clock Sunday, yeah. Yep,
on Sunday, and try and get another patch, you know, worked. And it would be great if we could have, you know, more areas in the town.
Well, there's a lot of council-owned sort of land about, isn't there? You know, there could be converted to good growing areas, you'd think. How do we go about that? I suppose we've got to try and have a chat with the councils and that, don't we, right, I suppose, Jeff? Yeah.
Bring it up on your show and get some beer. Can we have, like, we have allotments and things in the UK, you know, great big patches of area that somebody has you know, small square, you know, 30 square metres or so, you know, and they can grow their own vegetables and fruit on it, you know. Perhaps we ought to be looking at things like that in, you know, in New Zealand.
Yeah, I know Tanya's looking into community supported agriculture sort of thing as well, I think, isn't she?
Yeah.
So, yeah, just stuff like that. And I suppose it all kind of helps, right?
Yeah.
Well, half past one, I better wrap it up. Better wrap it up, Jeff. Thanks very much for coming in. Really appreciate it.
That's fine. Yeah.
Is there anything else you want to kind of add? If you want to be a member of the Raglan Horticultural Society, how do you go about that, Jeff?
You just turn up on one of our meetings and
the treasurer. Every third Tuesday. Next one's on the 19th.
And the treasurer will grab your arm and sort of get $10. It's only $10 a year.
$10 a year. It's a good deal.
It's a great deal.
For the knowledge you're going to gain and all that. It's well worth it. Yeah. I managed to duck. I turned up a bit late, so I managed to not get harassed by the treasurer last time I went, but I'll no doubt I will in the next one. Awesome. Okay. All right. Thanks very much for coming in, Jeff. And, I might even get you back on just to remind everyone about the flower show in November or something like that.
We could do that the week before.
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah.
All right. Excellent. All right. Thanks very much, Jeff. Really appreciate it.
Enjoyed the session. Thank you very much.
Excellent. All right, folks. That's Jeff Palnell there from the Raglan Horticultural Society, and that's going to do for the show today. I hope you enjoyed it, and I'll be back again, no doubt, next week. Might be talking to a guy about GE3 from the UK. I'm in the motion of teeing that one up, so we'll see how that one goes. And anyways, have a great week, folks. Ka kite, and take care of yourselves and each other, and see you next week.